Now we have a question. Well, Stuart, apparently this is your gran who's calling in.
As we get old, why do hairs grow down our nostrils?
What a fantastic question. I have to say, I have noticed this, well, particularly with a few of my male friends as they're getting older. Chris, why does nostril hair and perhaps even ear hair as well seem to grow when you're older? And also, is there anything you should do about it?
Well, you can do what you're doing, Kat, which I notice you've got your headphones on, so you're covering up the problem.
Can't see my hairy
ears.
Can't see
what's going on with your hairy ears. It isn't just confined to me. Everybody gets more hairy, gets more hairy as they get older. And the reason for this is that the hair that you have on your body is actually sensitive to androgens. These are testosterone-like chemicals. And as you go through life, your testosterone exposure of your hair follicles that grow hair increases, and so therefore you are destined to become hairier as you get older because testosterone encourages those hair follicles to grow more hair.
And is this men and women as well?
Yeah, it is. And specifically what testosterone or testosterone-like chemicals does is it prolongs what's called the anagen phase of hair. Hair goes through three phases. It has an anagen phase when the hair grows. It has a catagen phase when the hair stops growing. The hair follicle switches off. The hair falls out. And then it goes into a telogen phase, which is its resting phase for a little while, and then it starts growing again, back to the start. The testosterone-like signals prolong the length of the anagen phase, and the anagen phase dictates how long the hair's got to grow for. So therefore, you're going to get a longer hair if you make the anagen phase longer. So you will have the same number of hairs on your body, but you will make thicker, bigger, longer hairs in response to testosterone. To come back to your question about women, women are vulnerable to this, but they tend to be less vulnerable until the age of the menopause, because at the age of the menopause, the level of estrogen in the bloodstream falls down, and estrogen reverses the effect on the hair follicle of testosterone. It stops the hair follicle responding to testosterone. So when the estrogen level comes down a bit, and women do have testosterone, it becomes more dominant, and as a result, you do see more hairs growing. Nose, ears, other parts of your body as well.
And what should you do about it? You know, can you just pluck them out?
Very, very painful. I don't know if you've tried plucking nasal hair, but some people say this is the strongest stimulus that you can succumb to.
Guys around the table. Nose plucking here, guys. No.
Makes you cry really, really profoundly. But yes, you can trim them. It's a myth. If you trim the hair, it will grow back more. No evidence for that whatsoever. So you can comfortably clip away and snip away at your nose and ear hair, and you will do it with impunity. You'll be fine.
Jenny,
why does this only apply to nose hair and ear hair, and basically hair where you don't want it? Why does the hair on your head, particularly for men, get thinner with age then?
It does with women as well. And there is a conversion process of turning the testosterone in the bloodstream, or in women, testosterone-like chemicals. It gets converted into dihydrotestosterone in the scalp. And for some reason, certain populations of the hair follicles on the scalp are sensitive and they die in response to the buildup of testosterone there, or the exposure to testosterone. Because the receptor that does this is on the X chromosome, and men only have one X chromosome, women have two, if you have the variant of the gene that makes you susceptible to balding and you're a man, you have that and nothing else, so that you're destined to lose your hair in that male pattern. With women, because you have two chances, because there are two X chromosomes and you randomly use one or the other all over your body, then you've actually got more chance that you won't see a loss of hair, and also the testosterone levels are lower to start with.
So the answer is you need to transplant it from your nose to your head. Anyway, moving swiftly on,